This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Lisa joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Lisa. You getting blown off by some dude?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I definitely need your help with this one.
Okay. Well, we are here to help you. Doesn't mean we can't help you, but we'll try. For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I keep getting blown off by my boyfriend, Marco.
Okay. Your boyfriend, Marco, not just like a date?
No, yeah, it's my boyfriend, Marco. We were dating. Oh. Well, we were kind of seeing each other on and off, and then we just started dating for like a month or two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what happened?
Good.
He used to call me every single day, and all of a sudden, he just stopped, and I didn't want to be one of those girls, you know, that call him and nag him. So one day, I just wrote him, like, are you dead? What's going on?
You wrote him and said, are you dead?
Yeah, I just wrote him, are you dead?
Just straight to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What if he had written back, yes? What do you do in that?
He wrote me what? Like, he was confused.
Right.
Right.
Okay, and then what happened after that?
I'm like, you haven't been texting me. And he said he didn't have anything to say.
He literally said, I don't have anything to say? Or
yeah,
he actually didn't say anything?
He says, I have nothing to say.
Oh.
When did this all happen? How long has it been now since the whole, are you dead, what, I have nothing to say, back and forth?
Let's see, 4 days?
Huh. Okay. And so you talk to him every single day for what? You said a couple months?
Yeah, every day for a couple months, never had a problem.
And then all of a sudden he doesn't call you, so you text him, are you dead, and now it's been 4 days since you've heard from him.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Did you guys have a fight?
No.
Did
that would make sense. But
yeah.
No, didn't.
Did you like sleep with his brother or best friend or mom or
really?
Something?
No.
Okay, I'm just, these are common things.
I mean, something definitely had to happen. You can't think of anything at all?
I don't know. I didn't say anything. No.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we can call you. What, you said his name's Marco?
Yeah, it's Marco.
Okay. We can call him in just a minute. We can try to figure out what's going on, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right, no problem, Lisa. It's our pleasure. All right. Well, we're going to call him up now and find out what the hell's going on. Listen carefully, Lisa. Just don't say a word.
Hello?
Marco.
Yo.
Are you dead?
What's that?
Are you dead?
What are you talking about, man?
No, I was curious if you were dead or not.
Who's this?
Oh, Marco, my name is Mark, without an O.
Hey.
Oh, hey. And I'm here with Megan, with an H.
Hey, Marco.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Megan?
Hey, hi.
How come she gets a what's up? But the blondes always get the... Marco, we're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Marco, we have a question for you. Can we talk to you on the radio for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Okay.
I have a question first. How often when you say your name's Marco, do people yell out polo afterward?
Oh, my God.
All the damn time.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I knew we couldn't get through without you asking that question.
Glad I refrained. Anyway, sorry, Megan has another question for you.
Yeah, Marco, we actually were calling you about a girl that you were dating for a little while. Her name is Lisa. She says that you're really blowing her off now after seeing each other for a few months, and she doesn't know why. So could you maybe tell us why, since you won't tell her?
Well, thanks for asking. Well,
that's never
happened before.
You're
very welcome.
Yeah, she's on a period. That's basically it.
She's on her period. She's on her period.
Yep.
You know that's a temporary thing.
I mean, what?
Hold on a second. Not for Lisa. She's always on her period. Like, I've never met someone like her where it's a consistent thing. Always making excuses. It's very consistent. I don't know if it's a medical condition or what's going on, but that's my findings. She's on a period.
Are you serious?
Hey.
First of all, I'm not lying to you.
Lisa?
Yes, Lisa. A girl doesn't lie about this stuff, Marco.
Well, hold on. I've known women to lie about that kind of
thing.
Wait. Hold on. Lisa, are you lying to Marco about being on your period?
No, I'm not lying about being on my period.
Well, Lisa, listen up. You're a miracle of science because you're on your period every damn day.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second, guys. Marco believes that Lisa is a miracle of science because she is on her period a lot more often than most women. Or she's lying. Is that right, Marco?
She's on a period. That's all I know, man.
So, Marco, do you feel like maybe you're just exaggerating and you just feel like she always is, even though it's actually just once a month?
Yeah, every time I'm with her, she says it's not the right time. I need the space. I cannot be around her. I can't. It's so consistent.
So you mean, like, sexually, like, she won't have sex with you because she's blaming it on her period. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Intimacy has been a struggle, a challenge.
Okay.
Lisa, is that true? Or are you not doing it for Marco over there?
No, that's not true. I never thought I had to defend myself about my period. I have my period.
Yeah, you don't. You don't really don't at all. I feel like maybe, I mean, Lisa, is it what he's saying to be? Is this true, or is he kind of exaggerating?
I think he's exaggerating. Why would I call
Lisa,
you guys?
Come on.
Well, right.
That's just, you always do the same thing. You always, like, it's not the right time. It's
okay, well, you guys have been dating for 2 months, so really this should have only happened twice.
Right.
Has she told you this more than twice?
Yes, that's what we're... That's what I'm talking about this right now. Yeah.
I mean, it's usually just more than one day. It lasts for 7 days, so
you
probably shouldn't try within the same week. I mean, come on.
I downloaded this app.
Yeah.
That tells me that follows her menstrual cycle. So
you downloaded an app.
That's right. According to this app, 2 weeks from Tuesday is when she should be on a period. Right?
Oh my God,
Lisa,
you're insane.
That's the way.
So,
you're talking.
You get this app to save our relationship. Remember we talked about this?
Okay.
Wait, you're tracking her period on your phone? That's really weird, dude.
It's a period app.
No, I understand what.
Yeah, we know what it is. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So, so you're saying you've got till a week from Tuesday, and you're in the clear.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Okay.
And then you'll text me, and then you'll call me back.
Yeah.
Well,
that's...
no, that would be a bad. Oh, wait a minute. Does it start 2 weeks from Tuesday, or does...
Oh,
that's what the app says.
Okay, yeah, it can't be 2 weeks long.
2 weeks from Tuesday.
I mean, if it's 2 weeks long, then you definitely got a problem.
Oh, my God.
All right, hang on one second, you two. Hang on one second. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.